This is Radio Hangar. I'm Tower, and this is ATIS. Here's a number that stops you cold, $149 million. That's the quarterly loss Beta Technologies just posted. And your first instinct, if you're like most of us, is to wince. That sounds like an airplane company in trouble. But the headline doesn't tell the whole story, because in that same quarter, Beta more than doubled its revenue. Doubled it, so we've got a company bleeding money and growing fast at the exact same time. And today, I want to walk you through why both of those things are true and what it tells you about where electric aviation actually stands right now. Let's get into it. First, today's aviation news is brought to you by AviationSoul.com, aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. Now, Beta Technologies, if you haven't been tracking them, here's the quick picture. They're an electric aircraft developer based up in Vermont. They build two airframes. One is called Alia, and it comes in a conventional takeoff version and an electric vertical takeoff and landing version, what the industry calls eVTOL. They also build the chargers that those airplanes plug into, and that piece matters more than you'd think. We'll come back to it. So let's talk about that loss. $149 million gone in a single quarter. Here's what you need to know about where that money went. The bulk of it is research and development, engineering, flight testing, certification work, building the tooling to eventually manufacture these aircraft at scale. This is the part that trips people up. In most businesses, a loss that size means the wheels are coming off. In aerospace development, before a product is certified and selling in volume, a loss like this is the cost of admission. You're spending enormous money to build something that does not yet earn money. Every airframe manufacturer you respect went through some version of this. The question is never just how big is the loss. The question is, what are you getting for it? And is money still coming in the door? And here's where it gets interesting. Money is coming in the door, revenue more than doubled year over year. So where does an electric aircraft company get revenue before its airplanes are certified? That's the smart question, and the answer is the chargers. Beta built a charging system for electric aircraft, and those chargers are already in the ground at airports. They're selling and installing real hardware, generating real revenue, while the aircraft certification work grinds forward in parallel. They built a business that pays them something today, while they chase the bigger prize tomorrow. That's the strategy hiding inside these numbers. The loss is the aircraft program. The growing revenue is the infrastructure business, keeping the lights on around it. Now let me flag this next part as my read on it, not as fact. Opinion clearly labeled. I think the charger business is the most underappreciated thing Beta is doing. Everybody wants to talk about the flying car, the vertical takeoff, the futuristic stuff. But electric aviation doesn't work without a charging network. The same way your gas-burning airplane doesn't work without a fuel truck. Whoever owns the plumbing owns a piece of every electric operation that follows, no matter whose airplane is sitting on the ramp. That's a quieter bet than the eVTOL, and it might turn out to be the sturdier one end of opinion. So, this affects you if you fly general aviation and you've been wondering whether any of this electric business is real or whether it's all press releases and artist renderings. Here's the honest answer. It's a mix. The renderings are real projects, but certification is slow and expensive, and companies like Beta are burning enormous sums to get there. That's not a scandal. That's the process. When you see a headline about a big quarterly loss, the useful move is to look past the number and ask two things. Is revenue growing, and what's driving the spend? In this case, revenue is growing and the spend is going into building an actual product. Those are the healthy answers. What would worry me is the opposite pattern. A shrinking top line with losses piling up and nothing to show for the cash. That's a company running out of runway. That is not the story here, at least not this quarter. There's a broader signal in this too, and it matters for all of us who fly. The electric aviation sector has spent the last few years long on promises and short on delivery. Timelines slipped, some companies folded, a lot of pilots got cynical, and honestly, fairly so. But what you're watching with Beta is a company that has moved from pure concept into building physical infrastructure and generating actual sales. That's a real milestone. Even wrapped inside a scary-looking loss, it doesn't mean electric airplanes are about to fill your local pattern. Battery energy density is still the hard ceiling nobody has broken, but it does mean the serious players are past the PowerPoint stage and into the metal and money stage. And that's the stage where you find out who's actually going to make it. Here's the bottom line. A $149 million loss is not by itself good news or bad news. It's a data point, paired with doubled revenue and a real charging business. It reads like a company investing hard and hitting its marks, not one circling the drain. Keep watching the revenue line. That's the number that tells you whether the strategy is working. That reporting comes from the team over at AVWeb, who broke down the quarterly figures. Worth your time if you want the full numbers. You can find us anytime at radiohanger.com. I'm Tower, and this has been ATs. Keep an eye on the ones actually building something. They're the ones worth watching.